This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathiratun ma ba'd. Dua number 13 from the Quran. We skipped it yesterday, so we went to Dua 14, but we're going to go back to Dua number 13 from the Quran. And that is in Surah Al-Furqan again, same surah from yesterday. Surah Al-Furqan, ayah chapter 25, ayah number 65. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالْ وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Those who say, رَبَّنَا, our Lord, avert away from us, keep away from us عذاب جهنم, the punishment of the hellfire. إن عذابها كان غراما, because the punishment of جهنم is unrelenting, is like relentless. And then Allah says after that, إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala after that, that indeed it was ساءت مستقرا ومقاما, the worst resident and the worst settlement. And we're going to explain what does it mean, inshallah ta'ala. So this ayah, it comes in the context of the set of ayah that begins with what, a jama'ah. Who is speaking over here? Well, Allah speaking about who here? Wa ibadur rahman. Those are the worshippers of the most merciful. So he's speaking about the quality of the best people, ibadur rahman. And being a servant of ar-Rahman is one of two things. There's a general ubudiyah and exclusive ubudiyah. The general ubudiyya, that's related to ar-rububiyya. Like him being the creator, we are all what? His servants and his slaves. Whether we like it or not, whether you believe in him or not, you're still his servant, you're still his slave. Which means your life is going to always be under his watch, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, whether you believe in him or not. And him being the Rabb, the Lord, he is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, made it upon himself to take care of you, whether you believe in him or otherwise. So he provides for the believer and the unbeliever. He protects the believer and the unbelievers. He gives and he takes away from the believer and the unbeliever. So that's for everybody. But there is now the exclusive ubudiyya, and that is what's ubudiyyat al-uluhiyya, which means you are now exclusively a servant of the one and only. Because you believe in him and you believe as being one and only, and that is an exclusive ubudiyya. That type of servitude and being the slave of the one and only subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's an honor. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the beginning of Surah Al-Isra, what did he say? Subhan ladhi asra bi'abdihi. Praise be the one who took his servant, his slave, on that magnificent journey. So he praised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being what? A slave of Allah azza wa jal. Same thing, Isa alayhi salam, when he is being told, said about him being the son of God, he would say, no. Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. Inni Abdullah atani al-kitab. I'm the servant, the slave of Allah azza wa jal. So ibadur rahman, being the servant of the most merciful, is an honorary title. Not everybody deserves that. Those people have special qualities. And among these qualities, what we covered last time, and this one as well, inshallah ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu says about them, قال, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Those who always make dua and pray, our Lord, again, they say our Lord, because that's the way you make your dua, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا, avert away from us, keep away from us, عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ, the punishment of hellfire. Why? إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا, because the punishment of the hell fire is relentless, it's unrelenting. Now, let's understand the meaning of this first. So, isrif anna means divert away. Before it comes, divert away. Like, before even we get there, Ya Allah, keep it away from us. So what does that mean? Never been touched by the fire, that's what it means. I mean, there are some people we know from the believers, they end up in Jahannam first. As a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حيث المفلس, the bankrupt. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال أتدرون من المفلس? Do you know who the مفلس? Who the one who's bankrupt? They said, yeah, the مفلس فينا is the one who has no money, no gold, no silver. Said, no, that's not it. The true مفلس, the true bankruptcy, is he says, when you come on the day of judgment, bijibi amal kajibal tahama, the size of the mountains of Tahama, like big mountain ranges of good deeds made of salah, siyam, and zakah, but has a lot of liabilities with that. You owe people so many things. You're in debt to other people. Yes, you have wealth, but you're in debt to other people for the thing that you've done to them. You cursed at this person, insulted this person, so everybody takes from your hasanat, from these merits, and then you still owe people even more, even after you've done covering all these things. And now what's going to happen next? They're going to start taking from their bad deeds, throw in yours, and eventually this person end up in Jahannam. So even some of the ibadur rahman, some of the mu'mini, the believers, they can end up in Jahannam. Even if it was temporary, but still, it's a worse destination. And here they say, isrif anna adhab jahannam, like divert that away from us. Not even temporary. Not even temporary. Isrif anna adhab jahannam. How? How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do they want this to happen? Obviously, by two things. Number one, by bringing our hearts to that which is most pleasing to you, that will keep us away from Jahannam, from the punishment, and also take our hearts away from that which is displeasing to you, that probably bring us to this punishment. So they ask Allah to divert the adab away from them by what? The subtle message here is aslihna. Ya Allah, amend our hearts, amend our affairs in a way that will divert adab Jahannam away from us. What else we learn from this one here? That even though Allah called them what? Ibadur Rahman. But those Ibadur Rahman, they're never arrogant. They're always what, ya Jama'ah? They're humble. To what extent? They never think that their good deeds are enough to save them from Jahannam. So they still need to ask Allah for protection from Jahannam. So never ever feel proud of your accomplishment in Ramadan, or after Ramadan, or after that. Never ever think that what you do is good enough, alhamdulillah. It's never good enough. Even Ibadur Rahman, the best of the best, they still ask Allah protection from Jahannam. That shows a sign of humility and humbleness. They never feel doing enough. And that's the essence of being a true believer. You're between a targhib and tarhib, between having hope and Allah reward for what you do, but you still have what? Fear of what you've missed. So here, that now shows the example of them in that tarheeb moment, like feeling the fear of what they could have missed or maybe did wrong. Isrif anna adhaba jahannam. Why? Inna adhabaha kana gharama, because the punishment of the hellfire is gharama. And what is gharam over here? Al gharam comes from al gharim. And al gharama in the Arabic language, it comes from the term, what is could translate into penalty or debt. It's debt or penalty. So like adhab jahannam is a penalty. And if you're penalized, you have to pay the fine. And how do you pay the fine in Jahannam? Allah al-Musta'an. By being there. It means in this case, you are going to be punished because of that. You're going to be penalized for not doing well. The other meaning is being a debt. And if you're being a debt, what does it mean? Means you owe it, you have to pay back. And if Jahannam, Adhab Jahannam was gharam, it's a debt that you have to set yourself free from it. What does that mean? That is resembles hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, كُلُّ ابْنُ آدَمَ كُتِبَ مَقْعَدُهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ مِنَ النَّارِ. Everybody has their place in Jannah and in Jahannam. Like everybody has a place in Jannah and Jahannam. So what does that mean? That means you need to set yourself free from the place in Jahannam so you can end up in the place where? In Jannah. So if Jahannam is like a debt you set yourself free from, so what do you need to do? Do so much good work that will set you free from that penalty. إِنَّ عَدَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. I feel that this is like a debt. And some of these debtors or the creditors, they go away. Like some creditors, for example, they wait for you to pay back 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, 2 years, and then what happens? They give up on you, except for the government, right? IRS or student loans, they don't let go of you. But some creditors, at some point, what do? They give up on you and just they leave you alone. You know what? Whatever. We call this daynun ma'doom, like inexistent debt. Khalas, this is not a done debt. You're not going to be settled that anymore. The Jahannam, Allah described that debt of Jahannam as what? It's unrelenting. What does that mean? It's going to be over your head. It's going nowhere until you set yourself free from it. So that's the meaning of this dua when they say, رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَ كَانَ غَرَمَ. Ya Allah, divert away from us, avert away from us. Ya Allah, keep away from us the punishment of the hellfire, because the punishment of the hellfire is just like a penalty. It's just like a debt that goes absolutely nowhere. And then Allah says, after describing that, after they made their dua, قال إنها ساءت مستقر ومقامة. Because if a person end up paying for that debt, it will be what? The worst settlement, مستقر ومقامة, and the worst residence. The worst residence ever, and the worst settlement. So everybody in this dunya, if you remember khutbah al-jum'ah, we talked about what a jum'ah, about trading and exchanging with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're exchanging good deeds with Jannah. And if a person, unfortunately, does not have enough capital to do that exchange, then they're going to have to pay that debt. And when you settle the debt, a'udhu billah, what kind of settlement are you going to get into? The worst settlement and the worst place of residence. That's the meaning of this dua that we say over here. May Allah protect us from Jahannam, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And divert and avert away the punishment of Jahannam from us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to repeat this dua first, inshallah, then do the dua that we did yesterday, and then we go back to the same duas, inshallah, from before. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين ربي زدني علما ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم آمين. جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.